we got to get working now. Let's go. Hey, first.
Live from the AM 1300 The Zone studios in Austin, Texas, this is the Friday Night Countdown. Everything high school football in Central Texas. Let's get to it. Here's your host from Texas Sports Monthly, Russell Dowden.
All right, welcome to the Friday Night Countdown. What a big, crazy day for football. The last few 24 hours has been pretty intense for Texas football fans, with a big win for How About Them Cowboys over the New Orleans Saints last night. Big game, big win for the guys in Big D. But we have some Friday Night Football to discuss tonight, and then we'll have a special show. How you doing, Steve?
You know, honestly, feel a little under the weather today. Thought about calling in sick, but you know what? None of these coaches are going to call in sick to their playoff games this weekend. So I ain't calling in sick either. Let's do the show.
Let's do the show, man. In fact, we got a really cool one here. We got we're going to go to Carl Theis here shortly, who's calling in from NRG Stadium. Carl, of course, with the Coaches Association over there for many years, and he's calling that North Shore Houston game, and that's on Legacy Sports Network. So he's actually going live at 7 from the game. So we got him to call in and tell us a little bit about Region 3 in Houston. Also joining us in the studio is one of our photographers and insiders from the Waco area, former coach Pat Kerrigan's with us here. How are you, Pat?
Hey, I'm doing good, guys. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun show. I don't know if Pat and Carl have ever crossed paths, but they're just old guys that know football here in Texas, and it's just going to be a great time to kick this around here with Carl to keep the show going. Let's go to Carl, and we'll talk a little Central Texas football here shortly, but I kind of want to go into get Carl on the line here just a second. But man, good stuff coming up.
You need to get close to the mic.
But yeah, let's go ahead and bring Carl in if we can, Eric.
Russell, can you hear me?
Yep, sure can. How are you? How you doing, Carl?
I am out of the traffic, inside the building, in the friendly confines of NRG Stadium, home of the Houston Texans, and we're going to play high school football tonight over here.
Well, all right. Sounds like you guys are getting ready for a big one over there. Tell us.
It really is. It could, Russell, be the biggest game in the state. There's a lot of very, very good games this weekend. Obviously, we're past Thanksgiving, third round of the playoffs, but we've got two blue bloods. We've got the best team on the west side of Houston. That's the Katy Tigers with 8 state championships, and they're playing the best team on the east side, the North Shore Mustangs. And I just had to look because I knew it was really good. Katy, since they built NRG, is now 18-1 in this building, and the only time they lost was two years ago when they lost to North Shore when North Shore won the state championship. So that was when they beat Austin Westlake in the state finals in overtime. So it'll be very interesting. These two teams opened the season against each other. I don't want to say they hate each other. They respect each other, but Division I players all over the place on both squads.
Well, that's probably kind of similar to the Westlake-Lake Travis rivalry maybe here in Austin. Would you agree with that?
No, without question. I mean, it's the Blue Bloods. It's the Commerce Judson, the Westlakes. Those teams have so many great players. In addition to having all those great players, they have great coaching staffs and I guess the best way to say it, they're bred to win. it's so fun to be these guys playing each other. The only sad thing about it is one of these teams will not advance to the region finals next week.
Yeah, that's the toughest part about that game there is that unfortunately one of those two good teams is got to have to go home after the third round. Katy and North Shore from NRG Stadium, you've got the call tonight on that game on Legacy Sports Network. What is your thoughts about North Shore's defense? You were telling me about their front four the other day.
Their front four is the fastest I've ever seen. DeSoto was extremely fast a couple of years ago. Judson's had some guys. They're not the biggest group in the state, but I will dare say they all have low numbers and they're all – if they happen to play offense, they play tight end or running back or something like that. The best analogy that I'll give people in this part of the state that know they're the Ed Oliver types. They're very, very you know, very, very, very athletic and make play after play. They will make North Shore start throwing the ball. They'll make Katy start throwing the ball because North Shore just doesn't. They're giving up about 80 yards rushing per ball game. Earlier in the year when they played, they opened the season, and Katy had a season low 140 yards rushing against them the first time they played. First game, North Shore won 35-21. They played at Katy at the new Legacy Field to open the season. That's
so
Katy's only loss.
That game very similar to the Oklahoma-Texas game in that Texas giving Oklahoma its only loss. North Shore the only loss to Katy. You have anything for Carl Pat?
Yeah, the one thing I've heard about Glen Park North Shore, I mean, I know their defensive front's really good, but I've heard that their secondary on the back end is even better than what their front four is. They've only given up an average of 8 points a game, and a lot of that stuff was second half stuff. You know, when you're trying not to get anybody hurt, and they gave up 21 to Dickinson last week, which is the most they've given up all year. Any thoughts on that back end with the defensive backs that I've really heard that are really good?
Well, Pat, the only observation I can make is that they benefit because of those front seven.
Well, sure.
So good, and they don't. It's the best set of linebackers I've ever seen at one school at one time. There's actually five of them that rotate through the three linebacker positions. All of them are underclassmen. And all of them are being courted from Division I schools already.
I'm sure.
One of the other things, Pat, that I will tell you, I don't think there's a team left in 6A that's quite as young as what North Shore is. Against Dickinson last week, they started 16 underclassmen and only six seniors. And one of the things that happens is, and I've watched eight of their 12 ball games, one of the things that happens, they do get a lead. And then they put the seniors in instead of, most teams put the young kids in. They're doing it backwards. Some of those sophomores that are, we've seen Nick Saban three times already this season. He's recruiting both the junior running back, Zach Evans, and also the sophomore quarterback, Demetrius Davis. Demetrius, before the playoffs, was completing. He's now passed for 2,200 yards. He was completing 82% of his passes. He's only thrown one interception on the season. I was at the game. He hit the tight end in the numbers, and the ball got hit up, and the safety intercepted the ball. That's the only interception he had. He started seven games as a freshman for North Shore last year and was in that game when they lost the region finals to Katy last year.
Wow.
Big recruit, big-time recruiting out of Houston, Texas.
Yeah, we also had a first. I'm 38 years doing games, and we had one of the ball games where we had three Division I coaches with helicopters, and I'd never seen a traffic jam with helicopters before, but we had one at an earlier game at North Shore this year.
How many do you expect there at that game tonight
Before today, they were already at 35,000, so it's going to approach 40,000 people.
35,000 at Energy Stadium for a high school game.
Yeah, there's not – and Katy's probably got, honestly – Katy will probably have, probably 22 of that, and North Shore will probably have the 18, the other, that type of deal. North Shore never can quite. Katy just, if you know Katy, if you have any affiliation, you're going to be at the ball game.
How many folks were at that championship game last year, Steve? You were there in Dallas last season.
Oh, yeah, there are quite a few. I don't remember what the exact count was, but, I mean, the first two decks on AT&T Stadium were pretty much full.
Yeah, I went there a couple of years ago when it was Highland Park and Waco Midway, and when that game transferred, Carl, over to the DeSoto game, there was 37,000 screaming Texas high school fans, and there was about four different teams there at that transition part. But man, it was just unbelievable being for us to be able be on the field covering the game, and then just the energy in the stadium was just incredible.
That's one of the beautiful things about AT&T. You get all those Metroplex teams and they watch each other, mm-hmm. and it just makes for such a great weekend. Whenever we went to single sites, a lot of coaches didn't like that because they lost control. But it's for the fans, for the media, it's second to none. I mean, you get to see, and whenever you have the Euless Trinities, and when you have the South Lake Carrolls, and you have the Allens, and folks like that from up there, those folks in the Metroplex are going to show up. They're going to watch those games, and it really helps when you've got Highland Park and you've got other 5As that bring great crowds also. And then when they're playing, a top-ranked either Region 3 or Region 4 team in that championship game, it just something special happens.
Well, Carl, let's jump into a little more here. And I'm on my bracket, I've got 6A Division 1 up. And so you're over there in Region 3 in Houston with Katie North Shore. You've got the call tonight on the Legacy Sports Network. The winner of North Shore, Katie, will face off against Cy-Fair and Anacostia.
Cy-Fair is defending Division II state champion. They were able to win it last year. They were a senior loaded team, just like Katie was, graduated a ton of players, and they're going to play a Tassa City team that I've seen three times here tomorrow at NRG at 2:00. And the winner of that region is obviously going to get. When I look at that bracket, you got Lake Travis should get by West Laco tomorrow. Judson should get by San Benito. What a great matchup next week in Region 4 with Lake Travis and Commerce Judson, and the winner is going to get probably the winner of North Shore Katy or Cy-Fair from Region 3 in the state semifinals.
Yeah, and that's going to give Commerce Judson's going to get a chance for some revenge on that game over at DKR last year on a Saturday. That was a close game for a little while, but then Lake Travis just ran away with that game last year. What are your thoughts of Judson and Lake Travis and that matchup? Who do you like?
Judson's got so much speed. I've not seen either one of those teams live this year. Both of those are blue blood. They got great kids, great coaching, and it's one of those. It's very cliche for me to say it, but it's you get to those games like that, and typically it's whoever makes the fewest turnovers. Judson's going to win the game here tonight. If North Shore doesn't make turnovers, they're going to win the ball game. If they turn the ball over, Katie will beat their butt, and they'll be going home playing basketball on Monday.
So you think? What do you think, Steve? You got Judson or Lake Travis? If that's the quarterfinal.
Hey, let's not forget about the Valley, Russell. Come on, man. We spent some time down there, you know.
Yeah, but you know, it's funny because Carl, Steve, and I, my editor Steve Ryan here with and the co-host here, neither one of us knew each other, but many years ago we were both in the Valley covering football and doing radio down there, but the Valley's got strong teams. But once
let me just say this: we're talking about big crowds. If a Valley team ever somehow made it to Arlington, that's going to be a madhouse, man. Because the thing that happens with the Valley is whichever team is still standing, everyone gets behind. And when I was down there, I actually covered San Benito's first ever trip to the state softball tournament. And they're playing like Louisville, so Louisville school. They had the Louisville fans at number 3-1. Here at UT for that game.
Well, you're right. And 20 years ago, I was doing a sports show on KFRQ in West Laco, Carl, and the only ones left out of the Valley in the third or fourth round, Pat, was Ed Couch Elsa.
Yeah.
And they were deep into the playoffs, and you're right. Everybody just kind of migrated around the one remaining team and turned up in big numbers. I think, Carl, it's going to end up maybe Judson and North Shore. Is that a reasonable, do you think? Is that a reasonable prediction?
All four of those teams are good. It wouldn't surprise me either way. Judson has in the past had some luck against North Shore, but North Shore's won the last two games. 2 years ago when they won the state championship, 3 years ago when they won the state championship, North Shore beat them in the state semifinals the week before they beat Austin Westlake in overtime at NRG. Those are all very, very talented teams. I typically the Valley teams, they do love their teams and they do show up. But typically, when they play the San Antonio or Austin teams, they can't handle typically the good defenses that those teams have and the speed, team speed that Austin and San Antonio present. They don't see that speed in the Valley.
Of course, Carl. Right here after the Friday night countdown, carry the Westlake game and in that bracket right now. They're getting ready for that game. As well, and they have that's in Corpus that game tonight. Joe Taylor and those guys have the call coming up after the show. Edinburgh Vela, they're 12-0. Westlake 11-1. So, any thoughts on the Westlake game?
I think Westlake just because of the schedule they've played, Vela's had three strong games in that 12-0 run. Westlake's had a much more difficult run going 11-1. They're more battle tested. I think Todd Dodge is and that staff is a little bit better than the Vela staff. Nothing against Vela staff, but Todd and them have just been there, done that.
Yeah.
They go 5 and 6 weeks, and there's a big advantage. I see in Region 4, Brandeis from Northside San Antonio and Westlake playing for the region next week. It should be just a great ball game. Out of Region 3, you've got Cy Creek, Summer Creek, Newbies. Neither one of them been that way. And then Katie Thompson's playing Westbrook. I think Beaumont Westbrook is going to be the best team out of that bunch. And I think Westbrook will make the semifinals.
Well, I want to thank you for calling in, Carl. We're going to our first break. You've got a game to call down there on Legacy Sports Network. Thank you so much for calling in. And then let's touch base tomorrow, man. I want to talk to you some more about what's coming up. Maybe we can get you on next week.
Good deal. Guys, y'all keep up the good work. And y'all have great games tonight. And enjoy your weekend.
You too, Carl. There we go. Take care, buddy.
Thank you.
There he goes. That's Carl Theis from the Texas High School Coaches Association covering at NRG Region 3. So we're going to do the Friday night countdown. We've got Coach Jeff Walker is our coach's corner, and we'll do that here after the break, Steve, and we'll come back and talk some more high school football. It's the Friday night countdown, AM 1300, The Zone.
Texas Sports Monthly is available in Austin at over 400 locations around town. With player profiles, coaches interviews, color action photos, in-depth coverage of high school, college football, and the NFL. The largest free sports publication in Austin, Texas Sports Monthly gives you a closer look at the sports in Central Texas. While football is the main attraction on the menu this season, there's also coverage of local soccer, Texas volleyball, MMA, Austin Spurs basketball, baseball, water and motorsports, and action in the Big 12. Available at all Little Woodrow's, Twin Peaks, Third Base, Dirty Martin Burgers, Randall's Grocery, HEB, and most Thundercloud subs. Can't find a magazine? Read online at TexasSportsMonthly.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. All sports, all Texas, all month. That's Texas Sports Monthly.
Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is proud to support Central Texas High School football. Dr. Kelso is a board-certified orthopedic surgeon who specializes in arthroscopic surgery, knees, and shoulders. He will keep you active and in the game. Book your appointment today. Call 512-339-0440.
Mr. Tramp's Sports Pub is your home away from the man cave. Join us on Saturdays for college game day. UT fans are welcome and receive a free appetizer on game day wearing Horns gear. Mr. Tramp's offers great food, huge screens with sound, daily specials, and the best happy hour in North Austin. Check out our NFL action all day on Sundays. And Cowboys fans, when you show up in blue and white with a party of two or more, you receive a free appetizer. Mr. Tramp's offers special event seating for hosting private events and team meetings for sports groups. We host watch parties for the Tennessee Titans, Dallas Cowboys, and our home of the world champion Philadelphia Eagles.
That's the Eagles Nest, Cowboys fans. We'll see you December 9th for the rematch.
Check out the Austin Spurs watch party every match at Mr. Tramp's Sports Pub. Make sure to introduce yourself and join us in singing "Come On, You Spurs." Mr. Tramp's Sports Pub, where North Austin goes for sports. 8565 Research Boulevard at Fairfield Lane. Or visit us online at MrTramps.com.
Wills Branch Remodeling is proud to support Central Texas High School football. Wells Branch Remodeling is known for quality bathrooms, kitchen, and bathroom makeovers, painting, flooring, windows, decks, and fencing work. You dream it, we make it come true. Locally owned and operated. Call for a free quote today. That's Wells Branch Remodeling, 512-662-2194, or online at wellsbranchremodeling.com.
The Friday Night Countdown is sponsored by Absolute Propane, offering cylinder filling station, propane cylinder transportation, storage, and use. Absolute honesty, absolute integrity, absolute passion, absolute propane, and all that we do. That's Absolute Propane. Visit online at absolutepropane.com.
The Coach's Corner.
You're gonna learn today.
Sponsored by Texas Sports Monthly.
Hey, y'all, this is Steven Ryan. I got Liberty Hill coach Jeff Walker with me this week. Coach, you've been a part of the Liberty Hill community since long before you took the reins as head coach last year. You were offensive coordinator of the Panthers' back-to-back state title teams in 2006 and 2007. How would you describe this community, the kind of kid this community produces, and what does it mean to you be the head coach here?
We have great kids. I tell people all the time that great kids make great coaches, and that's kind of the case in Liberty Hill. Our kids are great. They're just blue-collar, hard-working. No nonsense. We're not real flashy. Just hardworking young men that, show up every day and give everything they got and then play hard. They're fun to coach.
Coaches talk a lot about how you want to be playing your best football in November. Describe to me how you build a team through the season so they're primed for the playoffs, and what's the key to playing good football this time of year?
I think we're pretty consistent. We kind of do what we do and get better each week because the kids learn their assignments better each week. We keep it real, real simple for our kids, and it's, I think, as we, we do written tests and stuff, and they get better every week. They do a great job on that kind of stuff. We have smart kids too, which always helps, so that they pick up our offense real well. And this time of year, you just hope to be healthy. That's the most important part. You got to be lucky. You got to be lucky to make a run in the playoffs. And unfortunately, we haven't been very lucky this year, but our kids have done a great job of stepping in and filling some holes that we've had throughout the year with injuries. But, I think the biggest thing is you got to, we tell the kids all the time early in the year and late in the year, you gotta win the turnover battle, and you gotta play good special teams, because those are big in November also.
Senior running back Kyle Harrison has rushed for 2,131 yards and 33 touchdowns this season, and that comes after rushing for 2,700 yards as a junior. How would you describe his running style, and how has he been able to put up such spectacular numbers in your system these last 2 years?
He's hard to tackle. He's not a very big young man, but very, very hard to tackle. He runs hard, but he's also super quick. He's hard to get it. It's hard for you to get your hands on him, and then when you do, he's hard to bring down because he's strong for his size. Not a very big young man, but he's also pretty fast. He's faster than what people give him credit. So if you give him a little crease, he can take it a long way. But yeah, he makes the offensive coaches look good. But I could write a book on how much he taught me. As the short time I was here with him.
All right, Coach. Thanks for your time and good luck on Friday.
The Coach's Corner, sponsored by Texas Sports Monthly. Let's get back to the AM 1300, The Zone Studios, and your host, Russell Dowden.
All right, welcome back to the Friday Night Countdown. Great job on that interview there, Steve, with Coach Jeff Walker there. And they've got their hands full tonight with Sealy.
Yeah, the Sealy Tigers.
Pretty good team, Sealy.
Very good team. I remember earlier in the year thinking that Liberty Hill, had a really good draw in Region 4. Before last year, they were in a district with Waco, La Vega, China Springs, Gatesville. They moved out of that district, also moved out of that region. And I thought, hey, this is good for them. But Sealy and Lavernia, two teams that were 6-5 and 5-6 last year, are having transcendent seasons. Sealy right now 12-0. This is a program with a lot of tradition. They were very dominant in the 90s with four straight titles from 94 to 97. Also won in 78 with a little running back named Eric Dickerson.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
Pat? Yes, I remember Eric. I was at Hampshire Finette that year, and they beat us in the third round at Pasadena Memorial Stadium. And I'll tell you this, maybe he may not have been the best player on that team. They had a middle linebacker who was their quarterback. He was All-State both ways. And they had a safety named Cloud, a sophomore. That guy was great.
Wow.
And they had a tackle named Zappalack that went to Stephen F. But, yeah, Eric Dickerson was a man.
Yeah. So, Sealy's been hovering around 500 for the last 5 years or so, but they came back with a vengeance this season. They're averaging 41.6 points per game, giving up just 13.6. They put up 55 and 56 points in their first two playoff games versus Taylor and Bernie. They got a very balanced offense. They've ran the ball 358 times, passed the ball 349 times, and even the yardage for both rushing and passing is about 2,500 yards. Ivan Bolden is the leading rusher with 1,900 yards and 29 touchdowns. Their quarterback, Zarek Zaskota, has 31 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 2,500 yards, and a 62.3% completion percentage. He'll be playing baseball at Rice next year, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good baseball players I learned while I was doing some research on this team. Wide receivers, Clay Roberts has 59 catches, 940 yards, 14 touchdowns. They got a sophomore named Draper Parker with 55 catches, 522 yards, 5 touchdowns, and A.J. McGee with 40 catches, 475 yards. 5 touchdowns. The defense is anchored by junior linebacker Garrett Redder. He has 150 tackles. And sophomore linebacker Hunter Clark has 109 tackles. So they got some dudes. This is a big game for Liberty Hill. This is their first real test, their first two playoff games. They played Gonzales last week. Everyone kind of knew that they were going to win pretty easily in that one. But they got a real test tonight here against Sealy.
Sealy beating Taylor week one of the playoffs and then advancing, and Pflugerville beat that Bernie team. Yeah.
Liberty Hill, on the other hand, we talked about how Sealy has that perfect balance. Liberty Hill has no such balance, nor do they care to have any sort of balance. They are going to run and run and run. They run 95% of the time.
Let's talk about this kid, Kyle Harrison.
Oh, man, Kyle Harrison. You know, I saw him play last year. I saw him play this year against Hutto, too. He's got 2,141 yards and 33 touchdowns. Also the leading wide receiver when they do throw. Six catches for 195 yards and two scores. Man, we got the pleasure to talk to him. He'll be our player of the week coming out of the second commercial break.
Yeah.
And seemed like a really nice, humble kid. Understands that, you know, the offensive line does a lot of good work for him, and they do. They got a great offensive line, too. LaQuarter Lawrence, Josh Lipinski, Justin Montgomery. All three of those guys were returning starters from last year. And it's not the biggest offensive line, but they do their jobs.
But
you know
this
what
is
I mean?
This is a team that took Hutto, a 5A team, to overtime, and then of course Coach Walker went for the 2-point conversion in overtime, and they had the ball came loose in that transaction
game,
of that
man.
Game. But unbelievable game! You were there at that game, and that the only loss they had was to the 5A Hutto team this year, Pat. So that was
It's no secret that the spread has taken over Texas high school football, but Liberty Hill's still doing it the old school way, and that works for them. And it even works better nowadays in a way because everyone's defending spreads week after week after week. And when you go up against Liberty Hill, it's very hard to prepare for. I mean, you can run against the scout team, but you can't run it the way they run it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's difficult. And here's the key is when you're out there in the spread, you got 2-and-2 wides. And you've got an outside linebacker. He's out there in space. Well, now, against this stuff, he's got to come down there and play a 9 technique, play a defensive end. Mm-hmm. One, you can't teach a kid in 1 week how to play a 9. And number two, there's a reason he's out there in space, because he knows what goes on over there. And ain't no one want none of that stuff.
This is exactly why I actually wanted Texas Tech to hire Jeff Monken of Army and start running the triple option in the Big 12.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so serious. I think if someone unleashed the triple option in the Big 12, it would just do so much damage. But
yeah, they'd be watching A&M and Old Texas now.
Yeah. But I understand why they went with someone else. But
well, I mean, it's a culture. When you're running this type of offense, and Steve Chernick down at Shiner does the same thing. Now, they don't run the slot T as much as what Liberty Hill does, but it's a mindset. Those kids are tough kids. Contact does not bother them. And, you know, and you pound and grind people, and, you know, their legs get tired. They're not as good on offense. You know, there may be a wide out that plays defense. That's what we used to do when I coached, when everybody was doing the spread. We'd find their best wide out and find him on defense, and we'd run at him.
Yeah.
I want somebody blocking his legs and wearing him out.
Totally.
So when he goes the other way, he's not as good.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to Kim and Dane Seward over there in Liberty Hill. Their sons, Trenton, number 25, and Trey, both play on that Liberty Hill team. I wanted to shout out to those guys. Talked to them earlier in the week, and so wishing them good luck. Coach Jeff Walker is going to have his hands full. We'll be hearing from Kyle Harrison, that running back, and this player of the week here shortly.
The key for them is going to be defense, though. I mean, that's what really doomed them last season. Jeff Walker's group gave up 32 points per game last year. This year, that's down to 21. I listened to Walker in an interview earlier this week. And he was talking, he was at Rogers for a little while. He was the OC at Liberty Hill, then left to be the head coach at Rogers.
Right.
And he, you know, Jerry Vance was his mentor. And
that's
he talked, when he coached with Jerry Vance, you know, he did the defense and he let Walker do the offense. You know, that's the kind of head coach he was. And so he went to Rogers, Walker did the same thing. He hired a guy to do the defense and he just stuck with the offense. And they scored a lot of points, but they gave him a lot of points too. And he said when he came to Liberty Hill, one of the big differences, one of the big changes he decided to make as a head coach in his second stint was he was going to be more involved on the defense.
Right.
You know, he wasn't just going to outsource, you know, the other side of the ball to someone else. And I think you're seeing that this year. Again, they're doing a lot better on that side of the ball. They got a junior named Brady Brewer with 13 passes deflected, and a junior named Matt Montez with 4 interceptions, and then 4 other players with 10 or more tackles for a loss. Drake Oberbiller, Austin Knox, Trey Riley, and Walker Beatty. So they're doing a lot better on that side of the ball, too, and that's going to be key for them today.
Right. It goes back to that mentality. You know, when he was at Rogers, they won a lot, quite a bit. I saw them play Mart one night. It was like 56-60, but they were –
It was 84-58.
Yes, yeah.
I got that right here.
I broadcast that game, and they ran the clock the second half against Mark. Think about that.
Yeah, you know, when he left Rogers at the time,
right.
He had coached in three of the eight highest scoring games in Texas high school football history. It was that game, and then he had a 76-69 win over Schulenburg and a 73-72 loss to Refugio.
Now, and that's what happened there is he hired a guy named Ferguson to be his DC. Ferguson was over at Shelbyville, and he was over at De Leon before that. And he wanted to put in that Salina 10-1 defense. They tried that at Rogers. It wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he left. I saw Rogers play Clifton last week. They're getting a little better, but they're not as good as they used to be.
Well, I mean, I love these power running offenses, though. I really do. People that say triple option or slot T offense is boring, I don't know what they're thinking, man.
Well, I mean, the thing is,
you got ADD. You got real bad ADD.
Well, but here's the real deal. It is option, but it's not like running the veer or running the bone. You've got wing T principles, and you've got to do your keys. You know what you do is you take it during the practice during the week. You take your free safety, your weak safety. And you have him burn a hole in the weak guard, wherever the weak guard is. You put a jersey on him during the week, green, yellow, purple, whatever jersey. And he can, by reading that, the weak guard, if he pulls past the center, it's this. If he blocks out, it's this. And you can sit back there and call plays by watching the weak guard.
Man, that is some good coaching insight, dude. We need this guy on
Coach
every
Pat
week.
Kerrigan.
That's awesome, man.
Coach Pat Kerrigan in the house.
What I really love about those offenses, though, I just think, you know, establishing yourself as the more physically dominant team goes a long way in the game of football, and there's no better way to establish your physical dominance than pounding it down their throats.
Now, to quote a Hall of Famer from the Washington Redskins, Russ Grimm, when he got inducted to the Hall of Fame, he said, "There's no greater pleasure than imposing your will on another player."
Yep. That's the game of football, in essence, right there.
Well, you want to move on to the Vandegrift game?
Sure.
We've got Vandegrift on the other side. They have Longview.
This is a big game.
That's the game Pat's covering. We'll all be there.
We'll both be there.
I'll be there tomorrow. That game, McLean Stadium in Waco, neutral ground. What have you got for Longview this week?
Well, they're a really good team. You know, this is the only battle of undefeateds in Class 6A this week.
In fact, it's
only one of just three battle of undefeateds in the entire Texas high school playoffs. The other being in 5A, Aledo versus Dallas South Oak Cliff, and in 2A, Fall City versus Woodsboro. Longview was number 6 in the Dave Campbell's rankings this week. Vandegrift number 14. The Vipers, they broke the area around curse. You know, they moved up to 6A 2 years ago, had lost in the area around those first two 6 years at 6A, but they got past it this year. They beat Klein Collins in double overtime last week, 28-21. Junior wide receiver Trey Mangauzi had 11 catches for 175 yards and two touchdowns, including a leaping game-winning touchdown pass in the second overtime where he got his tiptoes down, is what I read. I wasn't there. I don't know what it looked like.
Got your tiptoes down.
That's what the writer said.
Is that tap-tap?
Yeah. Drew Dawson, meanwhile, another one of his best games. He was 20 for 31 for 268 yards, three touchdowns, no picks. He hadn't had gone higher than 208 yards all season, and he's gone for 284 and 268 in their first two playoff games with a 70% rate completion with six touchdowns and zero interceptions. He has really stepped his game up for the postseason.
Yeah, he has.
And that's going to be critical for them in this game because Longview's got a really good team. You were talking about Longview before the show. You've seen him play, right?
No, I have not seen him. I've got some buddies of mine over there. I've got some kids. Again, I'm getting older. I say kids that I coached when I was with their dad at Hawkins. He has been over at Mesquite Horn.
Okay.
And, of course, Mesquite Horn went over down there and beat Temple after Temple lost to Cove, and then
Karma.
You know, and then they had to go. They had to go to Longview, but Cove did. But I've heard that
that's
much like Galena Park North Shore, especially on the back end. Just not as many guys. I'm gonna tell you, Longview is talented. They're playing great D. They're giving up 18 a game. And most of that's been the second half. But, you know, you got to look at their strength of schedule. You know, they're looking at 72-49 their opponents are.
Wow.
Vandergriff is looking at, you know, 65-60. You know, I mean, Longview, you know, beat Lufkin. They slapped Marshall, who's still playing. They beat Rockwall, which is a heck of a game, and Rockwall gave Allen all they wanted.
Right.
I just think, really, that I think Longview's going to be at AT&T.
Yeah, and, you know, they're averaging 54 points a game on offense, too.
Right.
And, you know, this is a team they've been pretty good for a while now, you know.
Right.
And this is their first undefeated season since 2005.
Yeah.
All those teams since then.
I saw them play at Waco when they played against Travis and Garrett Gilbert.
Oh, yeah.
And they had some talented kids. They just couldn't put any rush on Gilbert. They didn't touch him all day, and he just sat back there and, you know, threw him apart. But Longview is, I think they're the real deal.
Well, yeah, and, go ahead. Sorry, Russell.
No, that's fine. Just saying, I mean, both these teams, 12-0, it should be a good one. Pat's a slight edge to Longview.
I think so. That's what the experts say. I mean, I have some stats on Longview. I haven't seen them in person. Again, just a very proud program, though. They went to state finals in 2008 mm-hmm. and 2009, state semis in 10 and 17. They're going to run the ball. They're going to try. They run the ball 69% of the time, so they're going to try to run the ball down your throat. And they get, on the year, man, this is 9.1 yards per carry and 61 touchdowns on the ground this year.
Wow.
So they are very effective with it. They also got a great quarterback in Haynes King, and some excellent defensive players as well. So, should be a good game.
Well, we'll see what Coach Sanders, the offensive coordinator, Blake Mouser over there at Vandergriff, got Scott Herms and Josh Young on the defensive side with the coaching staff over there. Pretty sure they're putting a game plan together for those guys. And should be a really good one. We'll all be enjoying that one after the Longhorns face Oklahoma in the Big 12 Championship. That game at 6 o'clock after the Longhorns. We'll talk about that on the other side. There's more football right here on the Friday Night Countdown. We'll be right back after this.
Go Roberts Power Wash is a proud sponsor of Texas high school football. Specializing in residential driveways, walkways, solar panels, pools, cars, boats, fences, gutters, and grills. Commercially, Go Roberts Power Wash also supports parking lots, sidewalks, patios, fences, roof gutters, marinas, boats, cars, and more. Visit online at GoRobertsPowerWash.com. That's GoRobertsPowerWash.com. Jason's Deli Westlake welcomes you every day at 3300 Bee Caves Road. It serves bigger choices of better food for all four seasons, winter, spring, summer, and football. Feeding school spirit, it's a family thing. Visit jasonsdeli.com.
Someday, you'll be chatting around a large granite island. Someday, you'll have that home with an open floor plan and an outdoor fireplace. Someday. Wait, why can't someday be today? At Dries Custom Homes, our sales event is here. Homes in the Austin area from $400,000 to $1 million. Visit DriesHomes.com.
The Friday Night Countdown is sponsored by Dirty Martin's Comeback Burgers on the Drag. Serving up great tasting burgers, fries, and shakes on the 40 acres since 1926. Come on by Saturdays for the game and check out our cold draft beers on tap and the selection from the full bar. If you bleed orange on Saturdays, bring the family on down to Dirty Martin's for a comeback burger and enjoy some hot onion rings or a frosty milkshake. That's Dirty Martin's on Guadalupe, a Longhorn tradition since 1926. Texas Sports Monthly is available in Austin at over 400 locations around town. With player profiles, coaches' interviews, color action photos, in-depth coverage of high school, college, football, and the NFL. The largest free sports publication in Austin, Texas Sports Monthly gives you a closer look at the sports in Central Texas. While football is the main attraction on the menu this season, there's also coverage of local soccer, Texas volleyball, MMA, Austin Spurs basketball, baseball, water and motorsports, and action in the Big 12. Available at all Little Woodrow's, Twin Peaks, Third Base, Dirty Martin Burgers, Randall's Grocery, HEB, and most Thundercloud subs. Can't find a magazine? Read online at TexasSportsMonthly.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. All sports, all Texas, all month. That's Texas Sports Monthly.
Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is proud to support Central Texas high school football. Dr. Kelso is a board-certified orthopedic surgeon who specializes in arthroscopic surgery, knees, and shoulders. He will keep you active and in the game. Book your appointment today. Call 512-339-0440.
Mr. Tramp's Sports Pub is your home away from the man cave. Join us on Saturdays for College Game Day. UT fans are welcome and receive a free appetizer on game day wearing Horns gear. Mr. Tramp's offers great food, huge screens with sound, daily specials, and the best happy hour in North Austin. Check out our NFL action all day on Sundays. And Cowboys fans, when you show up in blue and white with a party of two or more, you receive a free appetizer. Mr. Tramp's offers special event seating for hosting private events and team meetings for sports groups. We host watch parties for the Tennessee Titans, Dallas Cowboys, and our home of the world champion Philadelphia Eagles.
That's the Eagles Nest, Cowboys fans. We'll see you December 9th for the rematch.
Check out the Austin Spurs watch party every match at Mr. Tramp's Sports Pub. Make sure to introduce yourself and join us in singing "Come On, You Spurs." Mr. Tramp's Sports Pub, where North Austin goes for sports. 8565 Research Boulevard at Fairfield Lane. Or visit us online at MrTramps.com.
AM 1300, The Zone. The Friday Night Countdown Player of the Week. Brought to you by G10 Academy, Austin's premier sports training academy.
Hey, y'all, this is Steven Ryan. I got Liberty Hill running back Kyle Harrison with us this week. Kyle, this is your senior season, which means once this playoff run is over, this is it for you. How much have you enjoyed this final season playing with your brothers and teammates you grew up with at Liberty Hill?
Oh, it's been so fun. Like, these are my brothers. This is my family, and we have a lot of fun every day in practice, in the weight room, and on Fridays. That's the most fun ever. It's awesome being out on the football field with them.
Everyone knows a running back is only as good as his offensive line, and y'all have one of the best in the state, led by Lakota Lawrence, Josh Lepozinski, Justin Montgomery, Christian Taggart. What can you say about those big guys opening up holes for you? Just how great do you feel they are at their job?
Oh, they're amazing. They are dogs on the field. You said Christian Taggart, he's now a running back for us, so that just shows you they're so talented, they can do anything. They're not the biggest guys, but they're fast and they'll hit you hard, and it's amazing having them in front of me because they're also my best friends, and I know they got my back and I got theirs.
What is your favorite play in the playbook and why? Is there any one play call that makes you start salivating as you break the huddle?
Oh, yeah, we have this one play where I get to run up the middle, and I don't really get to do that very much, run between the tackles, and it's kind of fun because that hole's there, which it usually is because our line's doing their job, and I get to pop loose for a long run, and the defense doesn't know where the ball is, and I'm already in the end zone.
Growing up in Liberty Hill, you know, y'all have a great football tradition. You were probably like 7, 8 years old when y'all won those back-to-back state titles. What does it mean to you to wear that Panther jersey every Friday night?
Oh, it means a lot. We take a lot of pride in what we do, and every practice we think about wanting to be that team in 08 and 06 and 07, and that's our goal. We expect nothing less.
And here we are, third round of the playoffs, big game coming up against Sealy. What's going to be the key for y'all as y'all chase down a state title here in December?
No turnovers, no shooting ourselves in the foot on offense. Defense, we just need to stay lights out. Everybody stay healthy. Just do your job. Don't be trying to do anything you shouldn't be doing. Like, do your job and everybody will be good on defense. But on offense, we just don't need any turnovers, and we'll be able to score each time we got the ball.
All right, Kyle, appreciate your time. Good luck this Friday.
The Friday Night Countdown Player of the Week, brought to you by G10 Academy. Train like a champion. Let's get back to the AM 1300 The Zone Studios and your host, Russell Dowden.
All right, welcome back to the Friday Night Countdown. Stud running back and a great kid over there, Kyle Harrison, number 10, the tailback for Liberty Hill, and just under 2,200 yards this year, man. 33 touchdowns. Man, what a running back, man.
Well, in that offense, you're going to have that. You're going to have. Mm-hmm. I remember when they beat Gilmer over at Baylor before they tore the stadium down at Baylor. They had three backs with 1,000 yards. Of course, now that was week 16, but you're going to have, and like you said, their leading receiver's got 6 catches. Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to run. They're running 50, 60 plays. Somebody's carrying the ball, so you're going to have that.
Yeah, well, their second, but they also use multiple backs, and the other guy to watch out for is Shane Gonzalez. He had 262 yards and 3 touchdowns last week, so he's the other guy you got to watch out for. And that's something when Coach Walker was talking about some of the injuries they've had. Yeah. That's where the injuries have been. It's been in the backfield, those other complementary backs. But Gonzalez, these last couple games, he got back healthy, and he's that other guy to watch out for. He's the punch B, you know. He's your
Right. Count your cat. Yeah, right. But you get that because of the physicality and how much they run the ball, and they're playing 12, 13, 14 games. Yeah, you do get beat up.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We'll see what that game is that we're covering that right here after the show. That's the one we're going to. So moving on, let's go talk a little Valley Week with Westlake and Lake Travis. They've got Westlake's got Edinburgh Vela.
Yeah, Edinburgh Vela, and then Lake Travis has Weslaco. So the Valley, you know, that's way down south, down by Brownsville. Them and Laredo usually battle it out in the first two rounds of the playoffs. And then the third round is usually, unfortunately, where it's come to an end for them historically. The last Valley team to win a third-round playoff game is Harlingen in 2011. Since then, Valley and Laredo and Del Rio are 0-24. I did some math, and you know the scores haven't been good. The average score of these games are 47-15. So Vela and Weslaco are pretty heavy underdogs. But I just want to say this, having spent a year in Laredo and a year in the Valley, I am rooting for the Valley. I am rooting for Vela over my alma mater, Westlake. Let's go, Sabercats. Let's get it done, man.
That's a great mascot.
That is a great mascot.
And you know, if Vela is the best team in the Valley. I went and talked to my old connections down there, and they said Vela, hands down, they've kind of emerged. They're a newer school. They've been around.
They weren't there when I was there.
Yeah, they've only been around less than 10 years, yeah. But over the last five seasons, they are 55-6.
Wow.
So they are the team to beat down there. Unfortunately, these two teams met last year, Westlake and Vela, in the third round in Corpus Christi. Vela was undefeated, just like they are now, and Westlake won 70-14. So,
so those guys know who the Chaparrals are in Austin.
Yeah,
down there.
Hopefully, they can force some turnovers. The last Valley Week game that the Valley won, that Harlingen game against San Antonio Warren. Harlingen had six interceptions, four of which they returned for touchdowns in that game.
Oh, wow.
The first two passes San Antonio Warren threw were returned for touchdowns, and they already had 14 points before the offense even took the field.
And they had six picks?
They had six picks on the day.
They need to fire the guy for throwing it.
What's Westlaco's mascot? Do you remember?
The Panthers?
I think it is the Panthers.
Yes, Westlaco. They're the Panthers.
The big rivalry of them is Donna and Westlaco. Those two, that's like
yes.
Their big...
Yes,
that is a big matchup.
That is a pretty big
game. Is
that
the Taco Bowl or what they play? I mean, no, that's the Gucci Bowl.
The Gucci Bowl?
that's San Antonio, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't remember, man.
I don't know who's the Gucci Bowl.
The Tecano Bowl? Tecano Bowl? Is that? I think it's
we got a Taco Bowl here.
Yeah.
Right.
Taco Shack Bowl.
Well, Weslaco is one of the more storied programs in the Valley. Former UT quarterback Bobby Lackey played there. Led Weslaco to the state semis in 1955, and he was actually the starting quarterback of Darrell Royal's first Southwest Conference championship team in 1959, man. If you know your UT football history,
wow.
You got to know about Bobby Lackey, man. That dude's a legend, and the stadium down there is named after him. Bobby Lackey Stadium is where Weslaco and Weslaco East plays. You know, Weslaco, you know, their team that was slot T for a very long time under Tony Villarreal, who was one of the winningest coaches in RGV history.
Right.
Actually, I think he's the second winningest coach behind Alex Leal in RGV history. But he got reassigned 2 years ago, and they brought in Robert Salinas from Vela, actually.
Hmm.
And after a one-year transition season, trying to go from slot T to one of these more modern spreads, Salinas and Weslaco have really took the Valley by storm this year. They are 11-1. Their only loss was to Vela. Final score 17-7. Offense averaging 37 points per game. Defense giving up just 11. Way better than they were. Again, last year they were 3-6. So this was a big turnaround for them. And Salinas now has proven that, you know, the chicken the egg theory, you know, what was it? Was it the coach or was it Vela?
Yeah.
All this is
right.
Vela. Now he's proven, no, he's the man.
Yeah.
He's the man. So they got a junior quarterback named Jacob Cavazos. He was described to me as a stud by my contacts in the Valley. 61% completion percentage, 1,263 yards, 21 touchdowns, 2 picks, also 940 yards and 9 touchdowns on the ground. So he's their leading rusher along with their leading passer. Don't be surprised if offensive coordinator Patrick Shelby gets a head coaching job this offseason. I mean, he's just done a magnificent job installing that system there. The defense is very senior heavy too. All their 12 top tacklers are all seniors at Weslaco. So that's good. That's a good thing to have. You want to have experience in these playoff games, and you want to have guys that know this is their last chance.
I hope they got a defense, because Hudson Card and Garrett Wilson are going to have a field day.
Oh, man. I mean, Lake Travis is something else. I saw Garrett Wilson last week. You know, he missed four of the last five Houston games with a back injury. He looked fine.
Did he have a 200-yard game?
Well, he's in two playoff games now. He has 19 catches for 324 yards, three touchdowns receiving, and a rushing touchdown. Man, he's just unreal. You know, he can do it all. He can get yards after the catch. He's a good route runner. He'll high point the ball, get the jump balls, the 50-50 plays. I mean, there's a reason he's going to Ohio State. There's a reason.
Let's talk about the Hutto Georgetown games as we wrap up here shortly. We've got a few minutes left in the show, but yes. Hutto and Georgetown, if they both win, they face each other.
Yes. Hutto is playing Richmond Foster, who's 8-4. Georgetown is playing Alvin Shadow Creek, who's 12-0. Shadow Creek is a first-year varsity program and that was picked to finish sixth in their district by Dave Campbell's. But they just came out and won the whole dang thing, man. I mean, you know, they are a Manville school, so they pulled a lot of kids from Manville, I believe.
Yeah.
And obviously, that's a team that we all know about. They opened the playoffs with a 37-30 win over Porter and then a 21-14 defeat of Cedar Park. Senior running back Marquez Huland had 173 yards and three touchdowns versus Parker. He has over 1,100 yards and 16 touchdowns on the ground. They got a lot of athletes, man. I was kind of looking up some of the dudes they got and, you know, the guys that are getting college interest. Defensive end Alec Bryant is a four-star with offers from OU, LSU, TCU. Junior linebacker Jeremiah Harris is a three-star. Senior offensive lineman Cameron Johnson is a three-star with offers from Tech, Colorado, Arizona. Their secondary has three guys getting college interests. Senior safety Jevin Murray is going to UNT. Kenyon St. Junius is going to Air Force. And then junior Xavion Alford, he's got a lot of interest. He has five interceptions and seven pass deflections on the season.
Isn't Georgetown on a tear, though?
They're doing good. Well, you know, Georgetown, traditionally, we've always known them as more of a passing team. But this year, you know, the Manor game was real. That's what they tried being at the start of the year. They tried being what they usually are. And the Manor game was a real turning point for them. They beat Manor,
28-14.
Yeah, 28-14. They rushed the ball 42 times for 231 yards and four touchdowns in that game and threw only 14 passes. Since then, that's been who they are. Now, they went on a five-game winning streak. Since then, they've rushed for 200 yards in every single game. So they're a danger here. They can do something, and I hope they do. I mean, Georgetown-Hutto would be an awesome battle next week.
Well, I think it's likely that could happen. And, of course, Hutto went all over Georgetown in that first matchup.
They did.
Everybody else in that district. They've all succumbed to the Hubbo Hutto Hippos, man. Those guys got Richmond Foster.
Do y'all think Texas beats OU tomorrow?
Texas, I don't like their odds on that game. It's like playing the Pat and trying to play two times in one season's hard, man.
My daughter is in Israel. Hopefully she will not hear this, but I'm not giving the Longhorns a big chance tomorrow.
I'm going horn sideways. I'm neutral this week,
sideways.
Guys. Horn sideways.
Hold on. That's only a 10-yard penalty, not a 15.
All right, guys. We're wrapping up the show this week. Up next is Joe Taylor and the Westlake Chap game from the Alamo Dome. So, see you next week.
Wells Branch Remodeling is proud to support Central Texas High School football. Wells Branch Remodeling is known for quality bathrooms, kitchen, and bathroom makeovers, painting, flooring, windows, decks, and fencing work. You dream it, we make it come true. Locally owned and operated. Call for a free quote today. That's Wells Branch Remodeling, 512-662-2194, or online at wellsbranchremodeling.com.
The Friday Night Countdown is sponsored by Absolute Propane, offering cylinder filling station, propane cylinder transportation, storage, and use. Absolute honesty, absolute integrity, absolute passion, absolute propane, and all that we do. That's Absolute Propane. Visit online at absolutepropane.com.
Go Roberts Power Wash is a proud sponsor of Texas high school football. Specializing in residential driveways, walkways, solar panels, pools, cars, boats, fences, gutters, and grills. Commercially, Go Roberts Power Wash also supports parking lots, sidewalks, patios, fences, roof gutters, marinas, boats, cars, and more. Visit online at GoRobertsPowerWash.com. That's GoRobertsPowerWash.com. Jason's Deli Westlake welcomes you every day at 3300 Bee Caves Road. It serves bigger choices of better food for all four seasons, winter, spring, summer, and football. Feeding school spirit, it's a family thing. Visit jasonsdeli.com.
Someday, you'll be chatting around a large granite island. Someday, you'll have that home with an open floor plan and an outdoor fireplace. Someday. Wait, why can't someday be today? At Dries Custom Homes, our sales event is here. Homes in the Austin area from $400,000 to $1 million. Visit DriesHomes.com.